Morgan Schick, and this is Beauty Rehab on LifestyleTalkRadio.com. Will you call me? Will you call me at 866-606-8255? And I am simultaneously doing a live Periscope, so you can follow me at Morgan Schick, MorgenSchick, at Morgan Schick on Instagram and on Periscope, and I am live on Periscope. Hello, world. Hello, Spain. Hello, everyone. So a little background. I was a Ford model for 25 years. I had terrible skin, had to become a makeup artist to fix my own skin, and in doing so, I learned so much. I was such a sponge with the makeup artists out there, hairstylists, photographers, everyone, that I not only fixed my skin, but I decided I was going to teach other people. So I became the spokesperson for Laura Mercier when that company first started. Then I wrote a book. And then I started my own line on HSN, which is the home shopping network in the United States, and the shopping channel in Canada. And I was on for about 11 years, and then 5 years ago I retired. But I still stayed connected to all of you because we are in this together. And as a model who wore the makeup and also applied the makeup as a makeup artist, and I was aging, and I was having kids, and I was struggling with my weight, and I was just like every other woman in the world, I kept teaching and sharing, and a couple months ago, or actually 6 months ago, I decided to start my own line again, and in doing so, I reached out to my old partners who introduced me to an incredible new product and ingredient that I'm actually going to make as in my new line, my reformation of my line, Morgan Schick Cosmetics, but it's called Active Argan. It's an argan oil that I'm starting to sell on Evine next week. Okay, so if you are following me on Instagram, if you have been following this story, which I'm probably super boring to you, but you are aging, and every model, every actress, every superstar you have ever followed, loved, liked, they're all aging. So the one thing we all have in common is that we are collectively aging. Women, unfortunately, if you are a gentleman listening to my show right now, men are not judged the same way women are. It's not fair. It's not right. But I don't know. I'm not even bothering trying to change it. I'm just going to teach you and myself to look the most beautiful we can so we don't care about the number. I'm 51 years old, and I'm so grateful to be on Lifestyle Talk Radio. I'm so grateful to be on Periscope. I'm so happy that you're joining me. And I want you to understand that you should feel more beautiful every day you look in the mirror. Do you get that? I don't want you wishing for your 25-year-old self, your 30-year-old self. I don't want you wishing for those years back because you are vibrant and alive and you have experience and you have perspective and compassion, and you get those by living things and learning. So if you are the most beautiful you can possibly be, then you're not yearning for your old self and you're psyched about being 40, 45, 35, whatever you think is your like off the cliff year. I'm not going to let you have that. So I've always been extremely honest about what I do, what I use, my products. And so my coming out and my aligning with Active Argan is because it is 100% in my wheelhouse. It is centuries old ingredients meeting incredible technology. And that benefits you and it benefits me. And I will share that with you. So I would never lie. First of all, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine this morning about trying to teach our kids not to lie. Some kids lie, some kids don't lie. I don't even understand it. You can lie once. No one will ever believe you if they catch you in a lie. They will forgive you, But there's something in their soul that makes them think that if you lie once, you will always lie again. So I don't lie. Now, that's not saying if I don't love your outfit, I will probably find a very diplomatic way to say, I love your commitment. I'm not sure I could wear it. It looks really good on you. I'm not going to be hurtful, but I'm not going to lie and say I am using and I am representing active argon if I wasn't in love with it, if I were not using it, if I did not do the homework, get on the phone with a scientist, figure out why they patented, what is ozonation, what is a medical grade oxygen, why do you need it in argan oil, what's the difference between 100% organic, non-GMO, cold pressed argan oil from regular argan oil. It's everywhere now, right? So I would never do that if I didn't 100% believe in it. So when I feel uncomfortable sometimes talking about like things I believe in, because while I don't have a problem with people making money, my credibility is everything to me. So I'm not going to say I love active argon or I'm using it if I'm not. I am not going to say that I think the 5-minute facial that I made 15 years ago isn't the only facial I've had. It is. It's literally the only facial I've had since I invented it. I've never been to another facialist. So anyway, if you've got any questions, I really want you guys to call. Oh, I'm making sure that I'm watching to see who's on the line. 866-606-8255. And I want to talk a little bit about winter skin. We can always foray back into active argon and stuff like that because oils are so important. A lot of women think that, and I'll see this, I'll see an article about a celebrity saying, oh, I use La Mer, which I don't have a problem with. La Mer all over, and it's $150 a jar. And my only concern is don't think that this big, thick, rich cream is going to moisturize and retain moisture in your skin just because it's expensive, just because it's thick. If it doesn't assimilate into your skin, it is not giving you any benefits. So why I like argan oil is because it is the closest oil to our natural sebum content. It is a small enough molecule to sink in. And the reason why oxygen and ozonation works is because they enhance that penetration and that water retention. So if you've got like supple, like if you could, I hate when anyone touches their skin, but if you could touch your skin and feels like pillows, it feels like juicy. I know it seems weird, but it just does. That means your skin looks radiant and vibrant all day, which means you look younger. So anyway, but for winter skin, I want you to try oils. I want you to try washing your face only at night. And if you've listened to me before, you know that I believe in that. I want you to clean your skin thoroughly at night, put on your serum, put on your night cream. I want you to be internally and externally exfoliating your skin on a regular basis. That turns over the cells, the dead cells on your skin, and makes it easier for oils or serums to penetrate your skin and to stay in. And then I also want you to not wash your face in the morning. Rinse it really well. You can even rinse it with a washcloth. Do not use another stripping agent. The product line within Active Argan has a cleansing oil that you would use at night. And I'm really a fan because when you strip your skin, you are already changing your pH and you're stripping the natural sebum of your skin. So from that nighttime routine, you already have to fix your pH and your natural sebum. So if you use the cleansing oil, you're not doing that anymore. I'm not going to lie, it's a little hard to start using a cleansing oil when you've used stripping skin products forever because you're used to that tight, squeaky, clean feeling. Well, guess what? That tight, squeaky, clean feeling is not necessarily good for you. So if we can get you off that, then you are going to be starting much faster with how to fix your skin. Okay? Now, then in the morning, if you work out, you're going to put a little of your serum on, a little bit of your moisturizer on, and then you're going to work out. After you shower, you're not going to strip your skin. Just shower and then add more moisturizer and more. Don't think about your skin being dirty just because it's sweat. It doesn't mean it's dirty. Just rinse it again and put on your serum and your stuff. All right, I'm going to be right back. Morgan Schick, Beauty Rehab on the radio. We're going to commercial on Periscope. I'll still be talking to you. We'll be right back. Call me, 866-606-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Morgan Schick. I'm so excited that you're with me. This is the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and you can call me at 866-606-8255. It is great to be here as a Ford model, as a makeup artist, as a 51-year-old mom. You know, it is just really hard to keep it all together. It's really hard to never forget who you are and what it is that makes you happy. So in this segment, I want to talk about defining and shining your own light. So when you get in a relationship, you know, we're all so kind of programmed that we want to be in relationships. And you want to be your best self, and you want to be super. As women, we're always kind of very selfless. We do for others. We forget about ourselves. And that can be very diminishing when you do that for years and years and years. You actually completely lose touch with what was so special about you in the first place. And I know because it's happened to me. And I think that women, especially, I don't see this in much in men. Men don't compete as much with other men. They're kind of more like competitors on the field, but then not at home. Whereas women, I feel like women, we always want, you know, we want to get out of the way. We want to not be aggressive. We want to not anyone to think that we're mean or snipey or the B word. And yet, to each other, to other women, we are more competitive and we are more not as nice. And I hate that there's even a word called mean girls. Like, that to me says that there's a huge problem. But I find that the biggest issue for me is when women won't recognize and allow other women to have that light, and to allow them to shine brightly. And that if your light is shining, then maybe mine is going to diminish. And that is 100% not true. I want you to understand that if you shine a light on another woman, your light brightens. You brighten. Helping other women doesn't take away your world. There is enough. There are enough compliments. There are enough men. There are enough everything. So I want you to leave the show today realizing that I want you to shine. I want you to thrive. If I can help you thrive, it makes me feel great, and we both rise together. Our ships both rise in the water. I don't sink because you're rising. So I just wanted you guys to think about that. Within divining and shining your own light means that other people will shine with you. I want to bring Simone in. Hi, Simone. It's Morgan Schick. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. Okay, Simone. So do you recognize and shine your own light?
I totally do. I was actually listening in earlier to segment one. You were talking about like women in the workforce and us like wearing makeup to work and having to make a better presentation than men do. And that really resonated with me because I was just thinking how every morning I come into work and my boss is always telling me I look so tired. And it's like, I can't get the lightest concealer out there just to make my eyes look brighter so that I don't look so tired every day. And it's not fair because I don't hear him saying that to my male colleagues. But yeah. I wanted to call in and ask you, what's a good way to get rid of like under eye circles? I don't want to be putting on so much makeup every day just to go into work. What's something that I can be doing other than getting more sleep? Because I've been working on that.
No, sleep, first of all, sleep is the most important thing. You know that, right? I mean, under eye circles have so many, there are so many contributing factors to under eye circles. One is sleep. Two is allergies. Three is just the thin quality of your skin. So you're always going to want to use a serum or something that is going to build collagen or volume into your skin. You want your skin to be moist.
What is collagen?
So collagen is the connective tissue that keeps your skin looking plump and young. Your skin is full of collagen when you're little, and it depletes as we age. So that's why women, you know, you could look like you had a chubby face when you were little, but then when you were older, it kind of dries out, and that's why it sags. It sags because it used to be held up with collagen, and the collagen diminishes, so that's why we get sagging and within gravity. But what your thing is, what I'm telling you is that for you to get a pigment-rich concealer and just use it under your eyes, that's the one thing that drives me crazy is people think they have to wear makeup all over their face. Well, it could take you 10 seconds to cover up your under eye circles and just make sure you do it on the inside sockets of your eyes as well, because you're never going to get rid of dark circles. I could get 18 hours of sleep, and I'm still going to have blue under my eyes. I am. And I have red in the inside corners of my eyes. But I don't wear makeup all over my face, Simone. I just put a little concealer on my ring finger, tap it to the inside corner, and a little bit underneath my eye. And that alone brightens up my entire face. So I don't think you need to wear makeup all over your face. But I also don't think it's bad to have a 10-second eye concealer under your eye to look, feel fresh and beautiful. And it sucks that you are treated differently than your male counterparts. But I am telling you, it is ingrained for men to be visual and women to be like the soulful connectors. That is how our species propagated. They saw a woman who looked like that was the woman that they would want to have babies with, and that's how it worked. It was that easy. It's crazy.
Right.
It's not right. We live in a visual society. I would never want you, someone to look at you and think, I'm not going to choose her because she looks like she hasn't slept. When a $10 concealer
right.
can take care of that and you're gorgeous. I mean, yes, you should
you
be judged on the
using,
content
like,
of your
cream?
Heart. Of course. I recommend an under eye. If you're under 30, I would say like a gel under eye. And if you're over 30, something a little bit creamier. And you can mix that with a concealer. And I want a concealer that's in a pan, not a concealer that's out of a tube or a liquid, because that's just going to sink right in and make you look like you've got fine lines.
You said a can?
A pan, a flat concealer with no water attached to it. You can get it at Target. You can get them at, I mean, a lot of people have flat, no water concealers. Just get one shade lighter than your dark circles and blend it out. Don't take it too far underneath your eyes, just where it's blue, a little bit in your eye socket, and you're good to go. Just yes,
okay.
In general, I would love our society to change, but I don't think you and I are going to change it. So let's just get a little concealer and move on and be the gorgeous girl you are. Thanks, Simone.
Like
Simone, I got to run, but thank you so much for calling. And I want you to try it, and I want you to call me back. Call me back and let me know how
right.
it works out. Thank you so much, Simone.
Thank
All right, you
so
guys.
Much.
We'll be right back. I'm Morgan Schick. This is Beauty Rehab. I'm here to answer your questions. We're in this together. Call me back, 866-606-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Morgan Schick, and this is Beauty Rehab. This is also the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and I am so excited to be here. I want you to call me at 866-606-8255. This is a great place for my 30 years in the beauty industry as a Ford model, as a makeup artist, as an author, as a makeup and skincare creator, and now spokesperson for Active Argan, which I'm very excited to be a part of because, oh boy, is it making my skin look good. And as I said in the beginning, I would never align with anything or create anything that I would not stand behind and have you look me in the face and say, what were you thinking? You may just not like something, but that's different than my 30 years of research and development and being the model, the makeup artist, the skin aging, the 50-year-old, 51-year-old, sorry, menopausal woman creating, because I think it's going to help all of us. That is my lane, and I am extremely happy that you are sharing this time with me and asking me questions and following me on Instagram. It's at Morgan Schick, MorganSchick. I will be live on eVine presenting Active Argan for the first time next week. I will be on next Friday to the 5th of February at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. On Saturday the 6th, I will be on at 9, 10, and 11. On Sunday the 7th, I'm literally never getting off air. I will be on so long. We will be talking so much. 10, 11, 2, 3, 6, 7. You will know everything you want to know about keeping yourself gorgeous, your skin beautiful. Yes, I am obviously there selling products, but I can't just sell products. I'm a girl that needs to share. I believe all girls need to share. If you've got wisdom, if you've got a trick, I want you to teach me, and I will teach you right back. And eVine is a really great place for me because I really love, 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 and I could probably not say really again, and you'd probably be so happy. I love to explain it to you. I love for us...
Pick it up. You're back on air.
I don't know what happened. You guys, I lost
just
you.
Go, just go. You're on air.
This is Boat, are you there?
I am. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Really
I'm
bad.
So sorry. Full on technical difficulties.
I'm so excited to be on your show.
Boat, what? Tell me where that name comes from. It's so cool.
My parents. I know it's a little bizarre. We don't have time for the backstory, but I do have a question about skin.
Okay.
So, in the winter... my hands always get extremely dry, and I don't really know why, but the tops of them are really scaly right now, and so I don't really know what I should do. Do you have any recommendations for, like, oils or something that isn't just hand lotion?
Yes.
Because I keep having,
Well, first of all, because your hands are, you're constantly washing your hands, so you're stripping the natural oils from them every single time you use a soap. And water, also, you've got the cold air outside. Frigid cold air outside, and then you've got the fake heat that dries out your skin inside. So you've got cold and heat, which is just really messing up, plus the fact that you keep stripping your skin every time you wash your hands. So it's really important that you keep some sort of oil or lotion, but not a protectant. So anything with a petroleum base is not going to be right for you. I love argan oil. We were just talking about that. I'm working with a new company that has an argan oil. But any type of oil, your hands have larger pores, so you can use a thicker oil, an olive oil or any kind of rose oil. But you want to use an oil before you would use something that has petroleum in it, which would be like a petroleum jelly.
Is that what's in lotion?
Lotions have tons of petroleum jelly in them. And that is a protectant, but it doesn't moisturize your hands first. Another great idea is to get, have you ever seen any soy candles? Do you know about soy candles?
No.
Okay, so I don't want you to eat soy. Soy, when you ingest it, is a hormone disruptor, which means it messes with your hormone balance. But soy candle wax is awesome. You can find them anywhere. Bed Bath & Beyond, everyone's using soy now. You burn the candle a little bit, then you blow out the candle and you take the mm-hmm. melted wax and you put it on your hands and you can leave it on thickly and keep it on for 10 minutes and then rub it off and rinse it off. Or you can just use a little bit and leave it on all the time. It feels amazing.
Wow.
And if you're in an area that has manicure pedicures, get a hot wax manicure. And they put they dip your hands in warm wax, and then they put a plastic bag on it, and your skin is so moisturized because the water that was on your skin, and then the wax goes over it, it seals in that moisture, and it will make a huge difference. So every night after you're done washing everything, you're going to put some sort of oil on your hand, argan oil, olive oil, whatever oil that you have, and then make sure your hands are a little moist before you put the oil on. And then if you want to put a lotion or just some petroleum jelly on your hands on top, overnight you will be rebalancing the sebum in your natural hands, rebalancing the pH in your skin, and you will be moisturizing in a very deep way your hands so they can get you through the next day. Does that sound something you can do? Yes, you got argan oil,
I'm
you got olive
look
oil.
Into that manicure.
Go get a manicure.
Soy wax.
Yes, soy candle waxes. I mean, hello, how many ideas did I give you?
Like
a lot.
10.
Next time you call me, you better tell me you've got hands that feel like a baby's bum.
Like a baby's bum. I will.
Thank you so much for your call, Boat.
No,
I love your name.
You.
I'm sorry we didn't have time for the backstory, but I think it's a really cool name anyway.
Sorry.
Take care. Right. Take care.
Thanks
for calling. That was a really good call, and the reason is because we forget our hands. Have you ever looked at somebody's face and thought, oh, they look so young and vibrant, and then look at their neck or their hands and think, wow, what were they doing? Well, that is because you wash your hands. That's such a great metaphor for why I don't want you to wash your face in the morning. You wash your hands 15 times, 20 times a day when you go to the restroom, when you're working with food, whatever it is. And you're stripping the natural oils from your hands all day long because you got to get the bacteria off. And you're disrupting the pH. So that's why your hands look so much older than your face. So you can't not wash your hands. And if you use a sanitizer, most sanitizers are all alcohol-based. So you're going to be disrupting the pH by putting a hand sanitizer on your hands. So that's going to be drying out your hands even more and making your hands look creepier and making your hands look drier. So let's always go get a soy candle, go get some argan oil. I have a hand cream in active argan. I'm not telling you to buy my hand cream. I'm just telling you that there are products out there that are specifically designed for certain parts of your body that we neglect. I don't want you to neglect your hands. You could have this young 20-year-old face, and then if you've got like 80-year-old hands, who's kidding whom? You got to take care from head to toe. So that was a great call. I love Boat for calling me. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Morgan Schick. This is the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and you can call me at 866-606-8255. Go get yourself a nice argan oil. I will be on next week if you want to hear everything you've ever wanted to know about ozonizing and oxygenated argan oil, 100% pure, first press, cold press, non-GMO, artisanally derived argan oil. You will hear it next week, and you'll know more than you've ever wanted to know within that weekend. But I want you to call me because our next segment is a really good one. So don't skip out on me yet, folks. The next segment's going to be great. I'll be right back. I'm Morgan Schick. This is a Beauty Rehab. Come back to me. Mwah. I'll see you in a few minutes. Shick. You're listening to Beauty Rehab. I don't think that you're a beauty addict. I am. I don't want to go to beauty rehab because I love everything about beauty, skincare, lifestyle, health. I love being a girl. I was a Ford model for 25 years. I've been in the beauty industry for 30. I made my own makeup line. I wrote a book, Your Makeover, Simple Ways for Any Woman to Look Her Best. And I sold makeup on HSN for 10 years. So this is a place for me to really download everything I ever learned so you have a more beautiful tomorrow. You can follow me on Periscope. You can follow me on Instagram, Morgan Schick, at Morgan Schick, MorgenSchick. If you do follow me on Periscope, a few days ago, I showed you on Periscope how to wash your brushes. Why do you need to wash your makeup brushes? Why? Because some of them are very expensive, and even if they're not, the bacteria on those brushes can be giving you pimples, which is why, literally, I have to tell you, I think makeup brushes are why I became a makeup artist. Because makeup artists did not have the time, or sometimes inclination, but I'm just going to go with time, to clean their brushes between every girl they did makeup on. So someone would have a pimple. They would touch the makeup brush on their skin, and then they would go to my skin and not clean the brush, and all of a sudden, I would get all these pimples. And because at that time, I didn't know better than to touch my face, so I would touch my face, and the pimples would spread from one pore to the other. So washing your brushes once a week, once every 2 weeks, if you are rotating your brushes. If you're using concealers, anything attached to a water, you absolutely must wash your brushes more often because the bacteria that grows once it's been wet and warm is not worth the damage it's going to do to your skin. So if you're saying to me that you've got pimples and you can't figure out why, I'm going to dissect that and say, hey, wash your brushes. Let's see how that works. And I did it on Periscope. I believe I wrote about it in my book as well, that you've got to be very careful because the hairs on the brush are all glued into the handle. So you do not want the water to go inside the hair. So you want to hold your brushes sideways through the water. Use a little soap. Use a terry cloth towel. And just jiggle the brushes back and forth on that terry cloth towel in your sink. And you can wash your brushes that way and never have any water get into that handle, the barrel of the brush. And then just squeeze it out with your fingers and lay it flat on your sink with the hairs going over the edge of the sink so they're getting air circulation. Great way to wash your brushes. I love that you are using real hair brushes and synthetic brushes. Synthetic brushes you're going to use because, am I not on again? I'm so sorry. I'm having so many technical difficulties. I'm getting messages that I'm not on air anymore, but I'm going to just keep talking like I'm on air. Anyway, I absolutely want you to wash your brushes. I absolutely want you to use for creams. I want you to use synthetics. For powders, you can use real hair or synthetics. Powders, the reason why real hair sometimes works better is that it is a much slower release, so you get to blend those powders that you're using as eyeshadows and stuff on your face better. So those are two really good tips about washing your brushes, how to dry them out, and what you need. Creams, you want to use a synthetic brush, and powders, you're going to want to use real hair. The other thing I wanted to talk about briefly is we were just talking about winter hands. So while I am 100% sure that our hands lose so much moisture because we wash them all the time, even though we don't wash our feet maybe only once a day because we take a shower or you go to the gym or whatever it is, your feet take a beating in the winter as well. Just in general, all of your skin takes a beating in the winter because you're out in the cold, which is cold. Not a lot of moisture in the air, and then you come inside and it's hot. It's usually forced air heat that is going to strip more moisture from your skin. I want you to get a cheap nail file or skin file or pumice stone. And when you're in the shower, I just want you to rub the bottoms of your feet with the file or the pumice stone. And then you can just put a little moisturizer on afterwards. It is so important because many people will get those dry, cracked feet. I don't want you peeling the skin on your feet. Your feet are not carrots. I don't want you peeling them. I don't mind you exfoliating them with a large nail file, you know, a foot file, or a pumice stone. That is going to invigorate cell production on your feet. It is going to make them feel smooth. They're not going to rip your pantyhose. They're not going to feel scratchy on your bed sheets. It is a delicious, delicious feeling to have beautiful, smooth feet. And you don't have to spend $100 or $50 on a pedicure. You can do it just by the last 5 minutes of the shower, so your skin is nice and soft. Just rub your feet, your ankle, your heels, on a pumice stone and or on a natural nail file, and you are going to have such more soft, supple feet. Moisturize them when you're done. You can use the soy candle. You can use an oil, argan oil, olive oil, whatever you've got, and then you will have the benefits of beautiful feet all winter. Okay? So we covered a lot today, you guys. I want to thank my callers. I want to say I love being on Lifestyle Talk Radio. I want to say I want you to join me on Evine next week, where I will debut Active Argan. It's ozonated and oxygenated with medical-grade oxygen, infusing the argan oil, organic, non-GMO, first-pressed, artisanally pressed argan oil, so you have 10 times more benefits. Supple, soft, younger looking skin. And I can't wait for you guys to see that. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. This is Morgan Schick and with Beauty Rehab and Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. It's an honor to be able to talk to you. Thank you for your time and we'll see you next time. Mwah. Go and have a beautiful, beautiful day.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.